Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. What are we really looking at, listening to, and experiencing? Knives have long been out in critical essays against Israel, Zionism, particularity, Jewish peoplehood. But now those knives have proliferated. There are so many new voices across media of sharper and blunter varieties. Should we take them seriously? On some level, we must. After all, we could be wrong. Yet, consider the following as well. Listen. And they assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said to them, "You have gone too far, since all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and Hashem is among them. Why then lift yourselves up above the assembly of Hashem?" When we hear this accusation, it sounds reasonable. After all, it is indeed true. All of the people are holy, and God dwells among them. And see, who comes? A large group to challenge Moshe and Aaron. It is Korach and Kol Adato, his entire company, a massive group that doesn't think Moshe and Aaron lead properly, that does not consent to the leadership structure of the children of Israel. Korach and his whole company come. It looks like a large and impressive group. And yet, things aren't always what they appear to be. Most famously, the sages declare that Korach and his company are the very model of ephemeral disputants. Whatever it is that they stand for will soon enough pass from the scene. And why is this so? The Malbim explains. The sages taught us that in a dispute for the sake of heaven, the two sides form a unit in essence, because they share a goal of acting for the sake of heaven. However, in a dispute that is not for the sake of heaven, a fight over honor or selfishness, then there is infighting and opposition even amongst the people who came together on one side, because each one thinks of his own benefit and thwarts his friend who also seeks a selfish end. In other words, Korach and his company do not first fight with Moses. First, they fight with each other. Korach wishes to be the high priest. The Levites wish to be Kohanim. Priests themselves, the firstborns, wish to be Levites. Datan and Aviram seek to challenge Moshe's political leadership, and others among their group wish to equalize the people entirely by ridding themselves of priests and Levites. Each one looks to take care of his own ego and wallet, and if need be, he will dispose of his erstwhile friends. Korach, then, does not actually form a community. He forms something that looks like a community. And the claim for shared holiness is, of course, no more than a fig leaf covering over a desire for power, honor, money. Unfortunately, things are not always as they seem, which brings us back to our opening question. What are we really looking at, listening to, and experiencing? When people opine on war and peace, right and wrong, morality and immorality, when they opine on Israel and Zionism, the Jewish people and peoplehood itself, when they accuse us of failings imagined or failings that belong to them, when we read their articles and books, watch their videos, and listen to their podcasts, we must ask, what are we really looking at? An honest person, an educated person, a balanced, kind, and reasoned thinker? And if we are afraid that we do not know, we must then seek more wisdom. Because this problem is unavoidable. We have to live with this problem. To live with it as well as possible will require Torah study, ethical practice, commitment to community, mitzvot, and peoplehood. Then we may begin to know the difference between what is and what merely seems to be. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please subscribe, share this episode with a friend, and leave a review. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@ush.org. If you're in Houston, please come daven, learn, and join us at United Orthodox Synagogues. We'd love to see you.